The Israeli army says only 45 Palestinians died in this month's fierce fighting in the West Bank town of Jenin, and it says most of them were Palestinian gunmen. Earlier, the army said 100 Palestinians were killed in Jenin, but the Palestinians say hundreds died during the Israeli assault on the town and its refugee camp. The Israeli army gave a group of journalists a limited tour of parts of the camp yesterday. Other reporters found their own way into Jenin. NPR's Peter Kenyon was one of them.
The journey into the Jenin refugee camp is a long, winding drive in low gear over rocky, pockmarked roads and dirt paths, aided by local villagers who help locate the back roads least likely to be patrolled by the army. As we finally pull into the camp, automatic weapons fire sounds. That's the army's signal that the curfew is being reimposed. Camp residents scramble back to their houses, some carrying food and other supplies. But when they see a journalist moving through the alleys without an army escort, people emerge from their battered houses, and a few keep watch at the corner for tanks while the rest gather around to tell their stories. It all comes out in a rush, but my translator picks out the tale of one older woman dressed in black with a white scarf.
My son, Imad Masharqa, was killed in front of his home with two other young men. They did not fight. They did not shoot. They don't have any weapons.
These people say they've heard the army is denying the stories of widespread slaughter in the camp, and they're eager to give names, ages, and circumstances of the deaths they say they witnessed. One man was forced to take off his shirt in front of the soldiers, they say. He was wearing an elastic back brace around his waist, and they say soldiers took it for an explosive belt and killed him. That was one of many stories.
I found the trophy 40 years old. She was killed. The bulldozer came over it, over her body. They saw her, their neighbor.
Bulldozers have been demolishing houses. The army says it's getting rid of booby traps. The demolition continued yesterday. Another neighbor was shot and killed while sitting in his living room, these people say, but his 10 children didn't know it.
His children, they did not think that their father was killed. They thought he is sleeping. So they play around him, and they didn't know anything what happened. And he was shot inside his room.
But until medical and relief workers can get access to the camp, identify bodies, and determine how many family members are missing, the death toll will remain in dispute. Israeli officials say the fatalities are nowhere near as high as the Palestinians claim. In Jerusalem, Israeli lawmaker Dan Meridor said there were some civilian deaths because of where the Palestinian fighters chose to make their stand.
The terrorists of Tanzim, Fatah, Hamas, Jihad have chosen the civilians, children, women, men, as human shield.
One Jenin refugee camp resident says she was indeed used as a human shield by the Israeli army. She says she and her children were forced to knock on doors in the camp while soldiers waited behind in order to keep any gunmen from firing. The army had no information on the allegation. Residents scatter back up the hill as a tank moves up the street. From the roof of a building overlooking the camp, there's a clear view of the devastated central section, where the fiercest fighting took place. One woman points to a two-story mound of dirt, concrete, and steel.
You see that? That hill of rubble there? Under it, tens of the bodies of the martyrs.
That claim, too, is impossible to verify under current conditions. It will take some time for humanitarian agencies and others to sort out what actually happened here. But the residents of Jenin camp say the devastation here will be avenged, no matter what Colin Powell or Yasser Arafat says. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jenin refugee camp.